of the horse and the philosopher. Don't lift too heavy, because a real workout is non-stop. If you have to stop, then it is too much. When learning to jog, you don't stop, you walk. When lifting dumbbells for shoulders or biceps, you do not stop, but switch to lighter dumbbells. When dancing and needing to stop, you switch to a slower song. For other exercises, such as bench press and machines that isolate muscle groups, you can switch to another muscle group. There's a big problem here, as isolation is not that good for you. When compared to jogging or dancing with dumbbells, isolation does very little. Dancing is a full body workout. Isolation, just a couple of muscles. Choose an athletic body over just a muscle here and a muscle there. All the cardio, flexing, stretching is much better than sitting around or laying down in a gym. When you lift too heavy, you cut yourself off from finishing. Getting shut down is not a triumph, it's a failure. You are supposed to flow, and for as many hours as you can handle. Jogging or dancing is very important. It burns your fat and keeps you healthy and flexible. Laying down to have a trusty chest does not do much relative to dancing. On top of that, some popular exercises put you in danger of tearing a muscle or hurting your back. That is not a triumphant failure or some noble risk. Meaningful exercise must go on for the duration of your existence. You work out as a teenager and in your middle age, and as an elderly. Never stop your exercise thinking that you are too old or too broken, or that you can't do it anymore. Yes, you can. You just have to restart gradually. That's how you started in the first place. Think about it this way. Your mind is that of a philosopher and always needs more and more narrated books. But your body is that of an animal, and you can't keep it in a cage or stable. It needs to move. It needs to dance and jog and feel crisp, fresh air. It needs new scenery, dance, joy, and laughter. It does not need to be overwhelmed to stop. It needs just enough to keep on prancing. And gradually, gradually adapt to new fitness challenges, be it with muscle or increased endurance.